Bass.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
No worries.
Let's start with last year because it was such a stellar year for you.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Rembrandt project. How did that idea like come to be? And obviously it's gone on to be so successful. So if you could just give us like a brief snippet of your project.
Good. I mean, there wasn't anything brief about the project, so it's really tough to to put it into a few words. But I mean, it was a brief from ING Bank that wanted to do something innovative in their culture sponsorship. And then I saw the face of Jesus. Not in a religious epiphany, but in a magazine. Yeah. And it was an article about geologists who had found skulls in the vicinity of Jerusalem and had created the face of Jesus out of that. So with old historic material, they created something new. And I said, okay, so if you can do that, why can't you take old historic paintings and create a new one out of that? So that's how the idea was born.
Moving on to some of your more current projects, and again, let's start with probably the most awarded one, the School for Justice,
mm-hmm.
which is the brilliant social campaign that you guys are doing. Can you just give us a bit about that and how that's taken off, how it's been perceived?
I think, like with ING, it was a brief for a traditional campaign. So the brief was, can we get awareness for child prostitution in India, because there's 1.2 million children in prostitution, underage, and we said, yeah, we can do that, but the problem is these girls get taken out of the brothels, but nothing changes. So how can we fundamentally change this other than just doing an awareness campaign for it? So we thought of something that was at the same time the awareness campaign as well as a fundamental solution to the problem.
Recently, one goal, like what has been, like in your opinion, what has been, how have people embraced it?
Yeah, I think in general, people were really taken by it. So I think we've got a lot of fans, which is good. And that's also the traction that the next Rembrandt had in Cannes. We wanted to use that traction, that attention that a project like that can have in Cannes, and use that for the School for Justice, because we can, all the attention that we can get for this project, we want. So I think the golden line more than anything was another way to get more attention for the situation that the girls are in, the school as a solution to that. So I think, yeah, that's been, and then now we're shortlisted for Titanium, so that's good as well.
Yeah. Another one is the Super Sauce, which you guys launched your own brand now. So how did that come to be?
We have a chef in the agency that cooks us fresh lunches. He's a very creative guy. He's done an amazing photo series where he's put food on his face, like a whole menu on his face. And he's always busy with creative stuff. So when we were thinking about what are the problems that kids or families face when they teach their kids or want to teach their kids how to eat vegetables, we thought, okay, maybe we can do something, create a food solution that can actually help solve that problem other than, again, doing a campaign about the problem. So that's what we did.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned menu.
Yeah.
Again, like, was there like a thought in terms of like the food waste? Like, how did that idea again?
No, I think that is just that started as a personal project of our chef and designer in the agency. And that's what when I hire people, I always ask them, do you have hobbies? Because that's the stuff that you care about, that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And I just give them time to actually develop that and then see how we can somehow work that into what the agency is doing. So I at least always look for that kind of projects within the agency and always try to inspire people to come up with stuff that nobody asked for, because I think that is where the most interesting things are. Is if you have a question from a client, there's already a perception of where the answer to that question needs to come from, whereas if you can come up with it yourself out of your own passion, then it oftentimes brings you to more interesting places.
Of course, you got tremendous success last year. You already kicked off with School of Justice already this year as well. Like, what is the blueprint going forward for GWT Amsterdam?
Well, I think what's the red thread in these projects, that they're all, I mean, one is a painting, one is a school, one is a product. We just tend to look at what the fundamental solution to a client's problem is, other than communicating about that specific problem or trying to create awareness for it. So that's, we rather do something more fundamental than just talk about it.
And how do you perceive the industry today, and how do you see it evolving going forward?
Well, I think that this is the way that we're doing things, I think, is one of the ways moving forward. It's more about creativity and business creativity, other than just communication creativity. So I think advertising agencies really need to be aware of the reality of their clients and try to put their creativity to a specific thing, other than just waiting for the brief that has a story that the clients wants to tell. So you really got to understand your client's business and what he lies awake about at night, and then see how creativity can solve that or help that specific problem.
And so what was, like, Rembrandt Design, what was your favorite project from the previous year? Like, you wish, like, either you wish you would have done, or a project that you did that you really loved?
Yeah, I mean, I've been quite inspired this can as well. So, I mean, I love Fearless Girl because of the impact that it has. If you see all the tourists standing next to that girl and little girl standing across from her, it's you feel that this transcends communication. It's become part of culture, and I think that's the greatest thing that you can achieve as an advertiser.
And any particular trends that leap out to you?
Well, what I think is interesting is that there's a whole, especially in the innovation category, there's in the jury, there's venture capitalists and there's entrepreneurs, and there's, so I think when we talk about business creativity, I think that's also where it's going. And I think venture capitalists are here to scout ideas because creative people, I mean, they know business, they know creativity. So I think on that intersection between those two, I think there's lots of value there. And I think the investors are seeing that.
And the one thing that we've noticed, like speaking to a lot of people and of course seeing the projects which have been recognized and everything, there seems to be a real push in terms of the social campaigns that are now running. I mean, you said, I mean, there's the Fearless Girl, there's of course your project. And is that, do you think, something that the industry is also now focusing more and more on?
Well, I think definitely. So what is interesting is that clients are slowly starting to realize that they have a website where they get like a million people a day. They have social channels where they have a lot of fans and a lot of people that like them. So if you have that and you have a story that can get traction by itself, other than to have to spend a lot of media money behind it to actually for people to see it, then I think it's a hugely powerful channels for creative people to get their message across without actually having to shove it into people's faces. I think that's definitely something that's unstoppable.
And if you could change something about the industry today, what would it be?
Wow, that's a difficult question for Friday, so like 5:30-ish, without alcohol. But although last 5 days, I've probably built up enough to answer this question properly. So what would I change? Yeah, I would just, again, it's not something I would want to change, but I want people to encourage to dive deeper and to go deeper into what you actually can achieve with your creativity, other than telling the story of your client. Just dive deeper, see what the actual problem is, and can you come up with almost a physical solution to that problem, much more than communication. So that's what I would encourage everyone to do.
What sort of advice would you give to the people coming into the industry?
Yeah, I think but it's not only for the people coming into the industry. I think in general, this is a time to learn, to soak up as much as you can, to read, to dive into things, to actually be on Snapchat and Instagram and see how it works. And again, for young people, that's all normal. But for people that are slightly more experienced, they go like, I don't need to do that maybe. But I think you have to be part of it to understand it and to be able to work with it. And if you see what technology delivers us as far as tools in the toolbox of the creative to do great things with, you have to be at the forefront of that to be able to understand it and to be able to use it in the work that you do. But in that sense, it's such exciting times for creative people to be in the industry. You have so many things that you can work with. It's unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
Good.